那么今天给大家讲文章啊 What is a musical instrument? 那么曾经有一个名人 Henry Thoreau 啊，他说过这个 Music is the sound of universal laws promulgated 什么意思呢就是音乐呢是宇宙的法律的宣布也就是说音乐是世界公用的一种语言那么我们来听听乐器究竟是怎么发展到现在的Musical instrument and their story have always been part of human history. And the story of music begins with the story of humanity. Music or sound stood at cradle of all religions. When primitive humans struck a piece of rock, stone or skin or blew into an old bone or a hollow branch, they perhaps concluded that what they heard was the voice of the object.They therefore assume that by awakening the voice of the object, they could propitiate the unseen nature of which their life was a part. The rhythmic articulation of time by means of an instrument of some kind is far older than the construction of a true musical instrument. Any objects that early humans happened to pick up.When singing or dancing could become sound-producing musical instruments. Implements created for use exclusively as musical instruments develop only very slowly in many, if not all, early instruments. Such as the pot drum were merely adaptation of artifacts already invented for some other purpose. Instruments are the working tools of music.They are the practical devices by which the acoustic properties of nature are managed for the artistic purposes of music that began with the player. The music instrument cannot be separated from the musician. In the hands of an incompetent amateur, the finest Stradivari may as well be a block of wood. However, in the hands of a virtuoso,Even a crude violin can sound heavily. Obviously, we do not know the world's first tunes. The development of music predates the invention writing by thousands of years, and there is no way of knowing what sounds the Neanderthals and early Homo sapiens enjoyed. The first instrument was certainly the human voice, and ritual chanting.Is likely to have been accompanied by rhythmic clapping or stamping. This in turn would have led to the striking of an object, such as convenient log or stone, which could produce a different and probably a louder sound. These early instruments made of naturally sonorous materials are termed ideophones.Modern percussion instruments such as gongs, wood blocks, cymbals, and xylophones are also examples of idiophones. Before long, the early musician would have realized that the sound produced by hitting a solid log was different from that produced by a hollow log. The latter is an example of the coupled system of sound production in which the vibrationsare excited in one source with a collaboration of an associated structure, such as the air in the log. This discovery is the foundation of the design of modern wind instrument, such as the horn or oud, and of the body and sound box of string instruments, such as the violin. The two elements, the body and the column of box of air,together form a coupled acoustic system. Other very early instruments included hollow tubes such as reeds and bones and cockshells, which are believed to have been used as signal instruments. It is possible that they were at first shouted into, until it was discovered that more pleasing sounds could be produced by blowing. 好了，我给大家读完了一篇很短的文章哈。那么给大家讲一下， 乐器 musical instruments and their story have always been part of human history. 一直是一段人类的历史。那么有关音乐的故事呢，它起源于这个人性的故事。就是 music, 或者是声音。它是起源于所有的这个宗教的摇篮里面啊。Cradle, C-R-A-D-L-E 是摇篮的意思。那么说 when primitive humans struck a piece of rock, stone or skin or blown to an old bone or hollow branch. 就是说一个原始人 primitive human 是原始人的意思。一个原始人如果敲 一片石头或者一个石头或者一个动物的皮啊，或者是往这个老的骨头里面吹气，或者是这个空心的这个叉子啊，就是这个分叉啊，树枝往里吹气呢，他们可能会听到一种声音啊 ，was the voice of the object。因此呢，他们会假设通过唤醒这些声音，他们可以劝解这些 unseen nature of which their life was a part， 可以劝解这些看不见的大自然。哎，这个自然呢，他们的生命也属于这个大自然。他们可以通过音乐来息怒大自然的怒火。The rhythmic articulation of time， 那么有关这个节奏化的表达啊，时间表达时间的，通过一种乐器 is far older than the construction of true musical instrument， some kind 就是用一种啊这个工具来表达这种，来表达这种有节奏的这种叙述啊。那么它这个其实上是比这个 construction of a true musical instrument， 就是建造一个真正的乐器要晚很多，老很多哈。Any 就是早很多，说错了 ，far older 就是早很多的意思。Any objects early human haven't kept, but when singing or dancing could become sound-producing musical instruments。任何一件物品啊，那么这个原始人他们拿起来啊，然后他们唱，他们跳。也可以成为一个制造声音的乐器。Implements 是 created for use exclusively as musical instruments available only very slow and many. Implements 它这个 create 就是这个工具啊，他们因为就是要用来做这些乐器，他们发展的非常慢，而且很多 if not all early instruments were merely adaptations of artifacts， 他们实际上是为了是一种适应性的这个 artifacts， 就是人造的艺术品， already invented for some other purpose， 早就被这个就是被发明出来因为某种原因。那么 instruments 这个乐器 are the working tools of music， 乐器呢是人类这个一种工具啊 ，working tools of music 是一种工具，他们是为了这个来表达这个音乐的。And there are the practical devices by which the acoustic properties of nature are managed for the artistic purposes of music that began with the player。他们是一种这个 practical devices 是一种这个有实际的这种啊一种这个。Device 是一种元件，它是可以可实际实行的一种这个仪器啊。通过这个呢，就是它 acoustic properties 是声学的特性。那么声学特性的本质呢 ，are managed， 就是通过这种可以被控制，完了为表达出一种艺术性的音乐的感觉。完了，就是这些东西都是通过这个演奏者来准备的。那么乐器肯定不能与音乐家啊分开 ，cannot be separated from the musician。在一个没有竞争力的初学者里面呢 ，the finest Stradivari 啊，最好的弦乐器。那么 Stradivari 啊 ，Stradivari 是弦乐器的意思 ，may as well be a block of wood， 也可能就是一块木头。但是呢，在一个 virtuoso 啊，艺术大师的意思啊。就算是一个很粗糙的这个小提琴呢，也可以听起来非常非常的好听。明显的，我们不知道世界上第一个声音是从哪来的。The development of music， 那么音乐的发展呢，是站在就是写作之前，而且超前它有1000年左右。 好几千年 predates 啊，在什么以前的意思 predates. And there's no way of working that what sounds and never thoughts an early Homo sapien enjoyed. 也从没有一种方法可以知道什么声音是那些原始人喜欢的。第一个乐器呢，啊，打引号的乐器，它可能是 certainly the human voice， 那可能就是人类的声音。And ritual chanting 是这个宗教的赞歌，我们说唱宗教的歌曲，可能是 having accompanied by rhythmic clapping or stamping， 它可能是陪伴着这个节奏的这个拍手和这个跺脚。那么就是说通过这个有节奏感的拍手和跺脚呢，我们来进行这个演奏，比如说这个宗教的这个赞歌什么的。 This in turn would have led to the striking of an object， 于是呢之后就会引导一个人去敲一个物体，就像是一个随便一个很普通的一个小木头或者是一块石头， which could produce a different and probably a louder sound， 它可能呢就是会生出一个非常不一样的或者是可能是非常大的声音。 These early musical instruments made of naturally sonorous materials， 这些早期的乐器是通过这个自然洪亮的这个 这个自然的洪亮的这个材料啊做好的 做出来的，他们管的叫做 idiophones。 那么早期的击打也是 percussion， P这个 P-E-R-C-U-S-S-I-O-N percussion 啊，击打乐器，就像这个 guns, woodblocks, cymbals and xylophones 啊，这些锣呀什么木块啊什么的，还有这些这个翘板啊，木琴，他们也是一个 example 啊，这个例子就是 idiophones. Before long, the early musician 在很早以前呢，早期的音乐家呢，可能就是了解到这个声音通过击打来获得的这种声音是与这些通过击打空木头来获得的声音是不一样的。那么后面的 later is an example of the cobble system of sound production， 后面呢是一个例子，是一种系统，他们来产生一种声音。Which the vibration are excited in one source， 是通过震动来自一个源头的震动，然后通过 collaboration 就是共和 of an associated structure， 那么通过一种合作啊，就是什么合作呢，是和一个所联系的一个结构的一个合作，就像在这个木头里面的空气啊。那么这种发现呢 is a foundation， 是一种奠基，什么的奠基呢？ Design of modern wind instruments， 是这个现代这个风琴啊，就是这种吹的这种像吹的这种乐器的设计，就像号角呀笛子什么的。 Of the body and sound box of string instruments， 也是这个它是这个发声箱，什么的发声箱，叫做弦乐器的发声箱 stringed instruments， 就像小提琴。The two elements， 两个因素，一个是身体 the body， and the column， 就是这个中间的空隙或者是这个箱子里面的空气，它们一起形成了一个声学系统。 Other very early instruments include hollow tubes such as 这个 reeds and horns， 其他的一些早期的乐器包括这个空心的这个管子，比如说像这个骨头啊，或者是这个能吹的这个扇贝啊，或者是海螺壳哈，这些呢是被相信是 have been used as signal instruments， 他们是信号乐器。 It's possible that these were at first shouted into， 实际上这些都是先往里面吹气。 Until it was discovered that more pleasing 啊，一开始他们认为这个是要往里面喊的，也就是一个人会往里面喊声音，然后声音出来会是一种声音，是一种音乐。直到最近呢直到后来呢，有些人发现呢，会如果往里面吹气呢，会更加动听。好了，那么这是有关的 What is a musical instrument， 这是有关这个吹乐器和弦乐器的发展历史。那么咱们再来看看这个 musical of ancient civilization， 也就是说古时代音乐又是什么样子呢？ The earliest Archaeological evidence of the use of music instruments dates from about 3000 BC. By then, the Sumerians, an ancient society living in the fertile crescent of Mesopotamia, had assembled a range of musical instruments, including lyres, harps, and reed pipes, which may have been played as an ensemble. It is also known from written records that they practice an autumnal singing or chanting in their temples. There is no way of knowing what their music sounded like, but it's clear that it was a sophisticated part of Sumerian culture, that it had religious and ceremonial significance. 什么意思呢？在早期的这个 archaeological evidence, 就是这个考古学的这个证据里面呢，用这个乐器啊，已经可以追溯到3000 BC. By then, 直到那以前呢，苏马里人啊，一个很古老的这个 社会，他们生活在这个很肥沃的土地，就是在哪里，就是 Mesopotamia, 在这个地方就有肥沃的土地哈。他们组装了一个 range of musical instruments, 他们可以组装就是一个大乐器哈。它这个乐器里面包括这个琴弦啊，有这个风管，还有这个风嘴啊。为什么 plays as an ensemble? 他们就是组装在一起能进行演奏的。It is also known from written records. 我们从这个书写的记录里面也可以知道 they practice antiphonal singing, or 他们这个 antiphonal, 他们练习这个唱歌或者是朗诵在他们的这个寺庙里面。There's no, 我们无法知道他们的音乐听起来是什么样，但是这是真实的，这也是明确的。它这是个非常非常复杂的一部分，作为这个苏马里的文化，它有着这个宗教还有这个仪式形式的这个重要性，也就是说音乐对于苏马里人是非常重要的。我们知道这个我们刚说 Sumerians 啊 Sumerians 这个东西非常重要，实际上想考托福的或者 GRE 的人，就是有关苏马里的东西应该多了解一下啊，因为他们一般都会出这个阅读，很多这个阅读都跟苏马里有关系。那么咱们再谈一谈这个 Egypt, 有关 Egypt 的 musical ancient civilization. The importance of music in ancient Egypt cannot be overestimated. Music was one of the concomitant joys of life.Indeed, as a sign of this, the sound box of the harp was sometimes fashioned to represent the sacred lotus flower in bloom. From the beginning of the New Kingdom in about 15,050 BC, music which was mainly performed by women began to play a very prominent part in religious life.Many of the first musicians in the temples were the wives and daughters of priests, the more senior of whom enjoyed a high status second only to that of the king. The instrument of sacerdotal potency and ecclesiastical authority was the sistrum.A type of rattle with metal discs strung on a framework of wires, which symbolized divine power. Egyptian temple music was much more than just chanting and singing. Harps, panderas, and pipes were also used to praise the gods, since it was part of the regular duties of the priest to extol the god in song and dance, accompanied by temple musicians.played an important part in many cults. 好了，那么这些单词其实上哈，这个单词都非常好，都是一些这个语言考试都爱考的单词啊。在 the important music, 就是在这个古老的这个古埃及里面，音乐是很重要的，它重要性是不可被忽视的， cannot be overestimated. 音乐是一个Concomitant 是同时发生的意思啊，相伴的意思，是与生活相伴的一种快乐。 那么确实呢，作为一个这种标志的东西呢 ，soundbox of the harp， 那么风琴、竖琴的这个发声的这个箱子，有一段时间呢是 fashioned to represent a sacrilegious flower in a bloom， 它被象征的是一种神圣的花朵的这个开放啊，就是这个竖琴啊 harp。From the beginning of the new kingdom， 那么新国王的成立。在1550 BC 呢，音乐 which is mainly performed by women， 它主要的被演奏是由女人演奏。他们开始play a very prominent part in religious life， 在这个宗教的生活里面，他们成立了一个非常非常显赫的一部分啊，就是在这个宗教里面，女人的演奏一直是一个非常非常显赫的一个部分 prominent 啊，是显赫的意思。Many of the first musicians in the temples were the wives and daughters or of priests. First musician 就是这些这个寺庙里面的这个艺术家，这个音乐家里面呢，是这个牧师的妻子或者女儿。Were the wives and daughters of priests.The more senior of whom enjoyed a high status second only to that of the king. 那么 priest, 这个牧师这个东西呢，我们知道牧师在古时代地位相当之高，仅次于国王。The instrument. 他们这个音乐呢是一种工具，什么的工具呢？ Sacerdotal potency. 是这个司祭的这个权力，还有这个宗教性的这个权威的一种。啊，宗教性的权威 ，the instrument of 这两个东西，也就是说这两个的一种传播的方式，这两个影响力的传播方式的工具 ，was a sistrum，S-I-S-T-R-U-M 啊，是一种rattle with metal discs strung on a framework of wire，a type of rattle 啊 ，rattle 相当于这个。Rattle 是波浪鼓的意思，摇来摇去的意思啊。他们这个，它这个两端拴着一种金属的小碟子，然后也是就是通过这个 framework of wires， 通过这个线啊缠在一起。Which symbolized divine power， 它代表的是这个神圣的权力。Egyptian temple 啊，它这个埃及的寺庙的音乐呢 ，much more than just chanting and singing 啊，比这个。就是什么颂歌呀什么唱的更加的复杂，那么风琴啊潘多拉什么的 pipes 管子什么的 which also used to praise God 也是被用来去赞颂这个上帝的意思。 Since it was a part of the regular duties of the priestess toll 既然呢它是一个日常的一个任务啊，作为一个牧师去赞美上帝In song and dancing， 通过唱歌与跳舞，那么也陪伴着一些这个 accompanied by temple musicians。完了，这些东西都是被一些这些寺庙的音乐家所演奏的。Played an important part in many cults， 在很多这个神话历史中，在这个历史中呢，扮演非常重要的一部分。那么我们说 cult 是这种宗教的习俗。啊，宗教礼拜的意思。好了，那么咱们继续看一下。As times went on and the empire broadened, female slaves from captured nations were brought back to Egypt, serve as musicians. 那么时间继续呢，这个国家壮大了，那么女性的这个奴隶呢，被抓回了埃及，去被逼作为这个奴隶。Serve as musicians, 然后做这个音乐家。They attended academies of music where they were instructed in both singing and playing instruments. 他们参加一些音乐的典礼，他们 where they were instructed, 他们被命令着一起要唱歌并且去这个演奏乐器。Were instructed by in doing something. Instructed in 就是被命令做某事。那么 music in Egypt was of such a high standard that even the Greeks commended it. 那么埃及的音乐是非常非常高标准的，甚至于这个古希腊人也非常的赞赏它。Instrumental music was important in secular as well as religious life. 也就是说，那么音乐啊， musicians, 音乐哈，它是非常重要的，在世俗 secular, S-E-C-U-L-A-R, 也是在这个宗教的生活中啊，他们都很重要。Musicians played in homes as well as at feasts, in processions, and at funeral ceremonies. 那么音乐家他们在家里也在这个宴会中弹奏乐器，也在这个葬礼或者是 processions, 这个叫做列队的意思啊，行军中啊，他们也弹奏这些乐器。好了，那么我今天暂时给大家讲到这个地方有关乐器方面的东西。那么希望大家下次继续收听，我们下期再见。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。